So we are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. So we are meditating as we're talking about the wealth of the character of Job and the wealth. That's what we are talking about tonight. So we I am with Pastor Pat in the studio tonight. We are meditating. Now we read in the book of Job chapter 1. We read verse number 1. And then we were in verse number 4. But in verse number 1, we were just saying that the Bible tells us that Job was a very good man. And Job was an honest man. He respected God. And he refused to do evil. Now, what I was saying is, we have people whom they are, we're saying they are good, but they are not honest. They are good, but they are not honest. And they don't respect God, and they refuse, they don't refuse to do evil. But what we're learning about this man, the Bible tells us this man, he was very honest. So I don't know how many people who are honest. Okay, I don't know how many people are honest with whatever that they do. But here we are learning about Job's character, that he had four things. He was a good man. He was an honest man. He was respecting God, and he refused to do evil. So that is what we are learning about this man Job. Now, I was saying to you, Muruti, that these four characters, and I said that the character goes hand in hand with behavior. Because you quoted something, you said, you said what? It corrupt.
Bad company.
Yeah. So you mentioned something like that, but because now the behavior and the character, they goes together. But the person first must deal with a behavior first, because if your behavior is somehow very wrong, then the character as well, it's gonna be very wrong.
Okay.
Yeah. So now, when we, as we continue, Muruti, the Bible tells us that this man, he had seven sons and he had three daughters. And he said he owed 7,000 sheep, 3,000 sheep, camel, 1,000 oxes, and 500 female donkey. He had many servants, and he was the rich man in the east. Now, what I said that sometimes when a person is rich, his behavior is changing. If somebody did not have money, then he was able to greet people. He was even able to kneel down and greet people. But when that person, immediately when the money comes, he's gonna change. Because of the behavior will change. Yeah.
I hear you.
So that is why I said, Muruti, that I knew of a man whom around 2001, 2002, this man, he didn't have shoes. He was wearing the shoes which are done by the tire. You know, the shoes which are done by the tires.
Okay, yeah, I know those.
Yeah.
I know those.
So now, the problem was, okay, fine. Those years, I remember, it was time where they want to select the counselors. And I did the house-to-house with him, so that he can win the vote. Fortunate enough, he won the vote. after he won the vote, what happened was he was in a higher position. He managed to buy the new shoes. He managed to buy the car. And then we used to communicate. After that, we never communicated. He was no longer answering my calls. He was no longer, wanted to see me. And I realized that is because he have changed his behavior or his character. Have changed.
Yeah.
Now, the reason why I was raising this based on the issue of saying that Job, he was a rich man in the east side of Uri.
But he never changed.
He never changed.
Yeah, sometimes wealth can make people which are not firm and stable in Christ to change and think of themselves as though they are better now. They are no longer mediocre people.
Uh-huh.
You know, they feel like, I cannot walk with you or drive with you anymore because now I'm no longer a chicken, I'm an eagle. So I fly with the eagles because chickens are not flying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people start to produce those type of things to say, how can I associate with the low lives? How can I associate with the people which are not on my level? Remember, people like the issue of levels. You know, to say, me, I rub shoulders with celebrities, football stars, rock stars, I travel the world, and I rub shoulders with millionaires, not with people fell about Nagasi.
Yeah.
You know, and then something arises out of that, obviously pride.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pride makes that person to no longer listen to the people which were there when that person was in humble beginnings.
Mm.
You know, the people that were praying for you, the people that were sharing their food and their lunch with you when you had nothing at all.
Mm.
You tend to forget those people and start to cling to the people which always celebrate you, the people which are there simply because your money is there.
Mm.
You know. So amongst other things that we learn from Job is that even though he was a wealthy man, he never had pride, but he had humility. You know, he cared for the people, he loved the people, he never disassociated himself with the people. In fact, he was a humble man, you know. He was a very humble man, and one of the greatest lessons that we learn from him is that we should be constant. We must not be people which change like weather.
Okay.
You know, we must be consistent, you know, because that signifies the word of the Lord. It's also consistent, you know. It remains the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Let me say this. When motho kana kwengwe unali sister kapa unali brother, once that person who se anyetswe is a mess mang mang,
yeah,
o sa tsamaela ka utimo a sa tsiba bo sister baba. You know, the person una tsama ka mo jole unali koloi ka bana unali koloi jwale bagotsi ba hae ba sa driving a sana tsaba le bona. You know, the person now has a business, or the person has now been promoted, and he disregards other people. Una dula mo mkhukhung asina mathata jwale ka ubane usa dula mo double storying. You know, he cannot allow his friends to come over because batofima kantuya high. You know, the very same people which were with him when he was down there, now that he's up here, his character has changed and his behavior has changed. He's now on the high horse. So Job teaches us that it does not matter, but we must be constant. Our love must be constant. Our care must be constant. Our kindness must be constant. re se ke ra ba batho ba ba o change ka hobane jwale ntate wa lapa a sa sebetsa jwale mosadi wa motella you know ka hobane mosadi ka nako engwe o na le bothata bo itseng kapa o sa gaine weight ha sana figa jwale monna wa motella wa monyatsa o sa bona ba ngono. You know, these are some of the things which happen in the society if we are inconsistent as the people. But Job teaches us that whether you are up there on the mountain or you are down here at the valley, you must remain the same. You must never change as a person. You must remain loving. You must remain kind. You must remain gentle. You must remain faithful to God. Amen.
Okay. So you see, Muruti, we are learning that Job, the way he was humble, even though he had money, he was very rich. Just imagine being a South African rich person, where the person will try to change the way he was. If he was talking to the people, he's gonna change the way he's talking to people because he is rich.
Yeah.
Right. So that is what we are learning, that Job, he was a very rich man, but he was very good. He never changed.
Amen.
Okay. So let me go to verse number 5. It says the day after each. Okay. Now, number 4, it's saying Job's son took turns having dinners party in their homes, and they invited their sisters. In other words, the thing is, between Job's son and the daughters, some they were no longer staying with Job. Maybe we're not sure if it is Job's son or Job's daughter. But they said when they were having parties, they were inviting the sisters to come and
Yes, even allow Karikan Neti Moruti, it's true. Kavani Bibili, his sons used to hold feasts in their homes, Malabeng Abona, Kapa Matung Abona, which shows Uri, maybe Ukaisa Halaur, Neseba Nieti, Sebatsuile, by Tometi, by Kaleti Miti Abona. So I agree with you, yes.
Yeah, so now, it shows us that. Because now, it reminds me of the book of Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 1, when it talks that we should continue to love each other as brothers and sisters in Christ. What this thing, it shows us that Job's son, they had love for their sisters. Now, they were able to invite their sisters. I don't know to our listeners that, do we have that love for our sisters or our brothers? Because as I speak now, that you find that there is this family where the brother is no longer talking to the sister, and the sister is no longer talking to the brother, and the brother is no longer talking to the brother, and the sister is no longer talking to the sister. Even in the church, this thing is happening.
Hey.
Where you find that the brother, it is no longer talking to another brother, but we're saying we serve the same God.
It's such an error to do that indeed, because we are family. We do not, and we must not rate each other or value each other by the resources that we have or the privileges that we have. We are the children of the same Father, and we must learn to cry together and to laugh together, to celebrate together, you know, to cry the loss together and to celebrate victories together, you know, to show that we are family, just like the sons of Job did, which shows that Job was not just a man of integrity and honesty, but he was also a good father. He taught his sons and daughters well. Hore banabaka le tsharane le bontshane le rato. you know, liben treaty yebanabaka, liskela lahlana, emong ha wile, be there for each other, emong ha celebrator. Celebrate together with each other. Liskela lahlana, and we see that unity showcasing itself. Li hasantane basaduli montlung A1, but they are able to invite one another to celebrate together. To you know, that is a wonderful thing. Mm. And we must learn that as well as the church, that those which we must open our homes and open our arms to those which are our sisters and brothers in churches, for the sake of the Father who has given us, we shall showcase that we are the children of God by loving one another. So they love for one another. By inviting both sisters, Zabona, lady brothers, Zabona, they become one thing. They celebrate together. But they, I'm sure that when they cried together. They consoled each other. And when they celebrated as well, they celebrated together. It's a wonderful thing that we need to learn as the church. Yeah.
Okay. So, you see, Murut, like, as I was saying, that we, even in the churches, we have people whom they no longer speak into one another. Like,
hey.
They no longer speak into one another because of maybe some feeling that this one is jealousing me, this one is thinking that he's special than me, and now the character and the behavior of a person somehow it changed. Okay, I think let's go to a break, Muruti. There's this song by Elijah. It's saying Emmanuel. Emmanuel. It's a song that we will play, and then we will continue.
You are the force.
glory. That is what we say, that show us your glory, that the song say Emmanuel. Now we still meditating. I am Pastor John Mamabolo. We are for the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. Now I am with Pastor Pat. He is in Petrative. Fortunate enough, the weather, the rain that was raining, it have somehow stopped. And we continuing. So we are in number 5, Maruti. When I read verse number 4, when it was saying to us that the Job's son, they were having parties, they were inviting the sisters. Now,
that's true.
Verse number 5, it said, the day after each of these parties, Job got up in the morning, sent for his children, and offered a burnt offering for each of them. He thought maybe my children were carelessness and sinned against God at their party. Job always did this so that his children would be forgiven of their sins. Now, this is one of the characters again that we are learning about Job. That Job was a man who was always standing for his family. Now, that what we are learning is we need to stand in for our family.
That's right.
So
that's
because
right. We
I'm listening, Murat.
Yeah, indeed. I just wanted to agree with you, the man of God, that we need to stand on the gap for our families. What Job was doing, obviously, he was interceding for them, you know, and he was saying to God, God, we know that sometimes kids can cross the line once and again. Sometimes they can do things which are against your will, but I stand, God, as their father, and I say, Lord, and forgive them and forgive me as a parent. And people sin sometimes knowingly, sometimes they trespass against God unknowingly. Nevertheless, God, I sacrifice to you on behalf of my children. In other words, I'm interceding for them. I stand on the gap when I pray. I do not just pray for myself, but and when I ask for forgiveness, I don't just ask for my forgiveness, but I also ask for their forgiveness. So with that thing, Yahore, he did not just say, forgive me when I trespass against you, but he said, forgive us as a family, me, my wife, my sons, and my daughters. Forgive us when we trespass against you, and forgive them. So in other words, it shows that Job was not just a man of integrity, faithfulness, and perseverance, but he was also an intercessor. Yeah, he was an intercessor, a man who stands on the gap on behalf of others.
So now, what we're learning here is one of the characters that, as I said, that we're learning from Job. He was a man who was making sure that he's protecting his family. He was
That's
a man
right.
who was making sure that his family is, how can I say, it's in the... in a good position.
That's right, amen.
Because he did not want to, how can I say, he didn't want to, he was standing in a gap for the family.
That's right, that's true.
And he was praying, as you mentioned it, Muru, that he was praying on their behalf.
That's right.
Because he thought that maybe they did something wrong. Now, how many people are doing that, that they pray for? Like you say, you know, I'm praying for this person. Maybe he did something.
Yeah. Hey, it has been so many people don't do it any longer. Only few people still stand on the gap. You know, people make what we refer to as jealous prayers, or rather selfish prayers, where I just pray for Nafela and those which are very close to me, you know. But very few people which pray and say, Modimo, kibeali makelwane waka kamona, kibeali my colleague mumereko, Modimo kibeali banaba hesu, kire Modimo waka, protect us all and bless us all, not just me, but also them, you know. Very few people still do that, because that symbolizes kindness, it symbolizes caring, and it symbolizes love, you know. And the Bible says that the love of many has run cold. In other words, abasana yona yonantweu, you know. They just want to accumulate wealth for themselves, and they want to make sure hore ha ke palama a ke batle hore makhelwane a ntsha le morao ha ke palama ke batla hore batho ba bone nna fela, ke batla hore batho ba celebrate nna fela, you know. But from Job we are learning that he was not a selfish man. He was a man who could pray for others. He was a man who could protect his family and ask God to protect his family, and even to forgive his family, his sons and daughters, even though his sons and daughters, some of the sons and daughters were no longer inside his household. Which can do their parties, which also means, but nevertheless, the men of God stood on the gap.
Yeah. I hear you, Marut. Okay. So yeah. Now we, meaning, hey, that character, it's a good character, eh?
Very
you
good,
know, Murda,
very
character
good.
Job had. It is a good character. I mean,
it
just
is,
standing on the gap for the children.
Yeah.
Praying that I need God to forgive them if they did whatever that they did.
Yeah. You know, we see Job doing exactly or becoming the type of Moses. Just as Moses would go up to the mountain, even though Moses was a good man, was a right man or an upright man before God, but he would go up there not for himself, but for the children of Israel, and say, Modimo, kibana bahao. Modimo mobile senior something Modimo Batarele Ubabonsetila. Give them guidance, give them faith, and show them which way to go. Mobile hunting Modimo Babu Setiling Kalerato Lahao. And that's something that every head of the family needs to have, and that's something that every head of the church needs to have as well. Yeah.
Okay. So you see, Muruti, I mean, you know, I there's something that is always surprising me, that as I told you, that when people they get the how can I say, when people get money, they change. Like if a person was, for example, like not even with the money, if somebody was he was maybe in a small position, when they become on higher position, they somehow starting to change for the people. They start doing things because they thinking that they are in a higher position.
Yeah.
And which is it's a problem. I wish that we may all be the same like Job.
Yeah.
That's what I wish. That I wish that we should all have the same mind as Job. we should all have the same attitude as Job. Because now there are three things that happen. That if your attitude is a problem, then the behavior also becomes a problem. Because these things somehow they go together.
Yeah, Bona, attitude is, let me put it this way, character is like a steering wheel, and attitude are like the front wheels. In other words, you'll see the front wheels, but you don't see the steering, because the steering is in the inside, and the front wheels are outside. Let me put it this way. Now, the steering wheel is the attitude. Mm-hmm. Or rather, the steering wheel is the character, and the wheels outside are the attitude. Mm. So, how steering is it ten at the aqua? The attitude is ten at the aqua. How steering is it ten at the aqua? The attitude is ten at the aqua. But how steering is it ba? The teniwa, the sheba kopini. Lema bili aya kopini. Yeah. So. We need to change, constantly check our attitude and constantly check our character. Because sometimes the character can become a very prideful character. Marabeuto laure motuwa tengi ya naabo ni horino. Kanisi ye mubi katula ya pride muyukumoso. Ye mubi usakini. Utola motu mungana kwenye. Runa rilo baruti haribuwa hori no uchenchile hausa kona lipili useuna lipfaiti unto ushebele batubaba unfati hautriti bakushapu uarogendu uruti nchotoka muka kwenuto laure mtu haliboni haliboni hurikan neti mavili asa chenchile asa sheba kupili and how listening mavili beya chencha utiba hori uya skoting uya sating
but the thing is now they don't wanna listen. So they don't want to listen. You're trying to explain to the people that be careful of this, but it seems that Rivuali little quarter. Like Ariwali took Rivuali quarter because it seems they don't want to listen.
Hey, that's where the challenge can become. You know, kind of when we're. This is caused by, amongst other things, Murutuwaka. This is also caused by how we raise kids lately. You know, if we raise kids by simply spoiling them, but not giving them discipline, not giving them respect, not giving him listening skills, and not giving them honor. You know, sometimes we get so busy to the point where the way kids grow, they grow in such a way that it works against us. When they are older, the character that we gave them is the character that they shall become, they shall be for the rest of their life. Because from that character, it's not just behavior that builds up, but also personality. You know, so... like, for instance, I'm looking at how the kids, the pupils in school, how they attack their school teachers. You know, how they don't listen to teachers or pastors anymore. If hulibima ko haye hore motswadi a raise ngwana a hudise ngwana ka tsela ya modimo, it's going to be difficult for the pastor. And it's going to be also difficult for the school teacher. Yeah, so we should go back to really not just spoiling kids, but also disciplining them so much, so that when they are older, they will remain disciplined. Batokona humamela, and batokona ubana limamelo as well.
Okay, so okay. Now let's continue, Muruti. Number 6, it says, then the day came for the angel to meet with the Lord, even Satan was there with them.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, meaning, because Job was very good, he was a man who was refusing to do evil.
Yeah.
He was a man who was respected to God.
Yeah.
And he was a good man.
Yeah.
Now, he was making sure that he is taking, like, on the gap for his family.
That's right.
Now, because when you take, like, if the devil want to attack, you taking the gap, you say, no, you can't attack. So that's what Job was doing. And now, it tells us that after Job did the sacrifice and everything, then there was a time where the angel met with the Lord.
That's
even
true.
Satan was there with them. Now, meaning there's a time where angels, they go and meet with the Lord to discuss a strategical plan, how we're going to do things.
Yeah.
Now, the Bible tells us when the angel went there to meet with the Lord, it said the devil was there with them as well. Meaning, the devil was interfering. Because most of the time when God wants to do something, always the devil wants to intervene.
That is true, Muriduaka. You know, Bibili Ibulela Mantu Anna, the Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous. You know, simply because ha ulimotu ya lukile, you become automatically, you become the target of attack for the devil. Because ubatra bona batuba lukileng. That is why batuba lukileng kibona ba utlakana le dintho tse kotsi haholo bophelong. You know, because the devil wants to finish them off. You know, the devil doesn't, he chooses the targets very well. And you honor the devil again, he is there, he's interfering on the meeting between God and the angels. And he decides to ask Job from the Lord. You know, and God says, you know what, sike wa tswara moya wa hae, sike wa tinta moya wa hae, but you can take everything that he has. You know, which also signifies something, that God had confidence on Job, hore ona e seng hore o yeme fela ka lebaka la hore o na le dintho tse tshwarehang, hore ke me blessitse ka di-resources, ka livestock, ka mosadi e motle, ka bana ba batle, etc. You know, but the man was dependent on God. He was not dependent on his resources and wealth. And that's some of the mistakes that some people sometimes do, because sometimes they end up trusting in their horses and chariots instead of trusting in the name of the Lord. Kore re tshepe Modimo go tshwana le Paul, Silas and Abednego. Ba ile ba re ho Modimo, whether you take us out of the fire or you don't take us out of the fire, nevertheless, we are already sold out for you. Yeah, so we see Job here doing something significantly important, you know, that he makes the devil mad. He makes the devil to even want to kneel down and ask him from the Lord. He makes the devil mad. You know, he does not make the devil happy. And I don't know how many of us as the saints, as the children of God, we make the devil mad, you know, because some of us, we, you know, some of the people out there, rather, you know, they make the devil happy.
Yeah, because of the way we do things. So the devil is happy saying, yeah, no. And he's my
wife. But you know, we must be so good, kind, loving, faithful, and hopeful to God to the point where we make the devil mad. Kure aba anka di peni anka di transporto ata ma ailo ko panali mudi mara ikon mudi na ka umfe yena ai batung yo mutona hey he makes me mad. We must be those type of Christians. Kure hare saha. Kure the devil utwara kimala kaneti. The devil he starts to watakin. Kure hare saha the devil utwara kishoho kihedi kemwe sire asihambi. We must be those type of people. Kure when we appear, the devil aduji say, kure uba na lima tata man.
Yaane.
Yaare skare hare kena be ufumane ya kure hai. Satane, liena ungoti forfela, unwatiye humunati, unwatiye ledi biskit. No, santa ska tware akure hube bima moyena, atware bima. Yeah.
So, you see, Murudi, I mean, you touch important part that, like, just imagine when, like, there are people valoring Satan utaba kabona, Guri is always happy kabona. But yeah. Here we are learning that Job, the way he was, like Satani afeleja akenele la ratwari miti gore
yeah.
The devil went there.
Yeah, when you are doing well Muruti but what I was harla di miti bari to miti ni
no, come to the
meeting. Yeah but harla di miti they do that when kaneti you are walking according to the ways of the Lord. They also did that to Nehemiah. They did that when he was building the wall. Babatla barano to meeting ni to meeting ni because babatla would disturb the flow and the momentum of what God is doing. They want to break that momentum. But nevertheless, we must keep on doing good. Regardless for Bachu Babatla Utara di meeting. Saruna is to remain faithful. Mayemo aduma adumela liha mayemo asadume. So that at the end of the day we can also receive these words we are working so hard to want to receive. The words hearing well done. Well done. Good and faithful servant. Uyenza uthepeha ona le dinthoka moka wa etsa uluka wa etsa uthepeha o sna letho ka mantwa mang if we can be trusted in little things God will also be trusted in great things. So ha re lokile re bontsha go luka le uthepeha re sna letho le go luka le uthepeha re na le tsengata e bontsha ntwe o kore gore ka nnete we are sold out for God, and that's what we learn. Job was sold out for God. But again, we are also learning when you are sold out for God, the weapons that are fashioned against you to try to destroy you, to try to shake you, to try to move you off from the position. Nevertheless, when the army of the enemy rises against you, Don't leave your post. Ungayishiyi indawo yakho noma ngabe ivunguvungu seziyavuka endleleni bathu ubonala ukare bathu jwale bawujikela and dintho diyafeduha. But nevertheless we learn where we must remain steadfast, we must remain faithful, we must remain with our integrity, with our faith, and we must also remain constant. Sikeraba bathu bafeduha jwale ka a chameleon hore ha o hla ntwe red le yona ya change, ha o hla ntwe blue le yona ya change.
Okay, so I think let's go to a break, Muruti. Let's just do this.
Time to meditate, say John Mamabolo, 6 to 9 p.m. By the grace of Jesus. By the grace radio,
just moving soon.
BCCSA, Ronkanji's Complaint Commission of South Africa. By the grace right here, you decide a man now, I'm a bochi bochi, I'm a murata. But for another 9 hours now, who need a doctor? With Pastor Mrs. NB Mamabolo. 12 to 3 p.m. Time to mediate with John Mamabolo, 6 to 9 p.m. Whipping My Last for the Night by Joy comes in the morning with Pastor Patrick Mundebele, 8 to 9 a.m. Different Colors One People with Pastor Nathan Kolofero Malachi, 9 to 12 a.m. Streets Healing and Talk with Samuel Malapani, 3 to 6 p.m.
Thank you. Yeah, so we are but the greatest radio station that bring hope to the hearts, and so do the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. Now, the song that was playing is a song by Ada, Only You, Jesus. It's a song that is playing. I am with Pastor Pet. We are meditating. Our number is 0328946 58. That is our WhatsApp number, 0328946 58. It's our SMS. You can SMS that number, or you can even call the number, or you can say BTGM Radio on a Skype, or you can go to our website www.radio.bythegrace.org. We are meditating, talking about the wealth and character of Job. Now, we were just reading, we read in verse number 6, we started from verse number 1, with Job chapter 1. Now, number 7, it said, the Lord said to Satan, where have you been? Satan answered the Lord, I have been roaming around the earth, going from place to place. Now God is asking the devil, where have you been? He's saying, I'm just roaming around, going place to place. Doing what? He wants you people that he can eat. Because now, the Bible, when we read in the book of 1 Peter 5:8, it's saying, control yourself and be grateful. Be careful. The devil is your enemy, and he is going around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to attack and eat. That is what the devil is doing. He is going up and down, up and down, up and down. So he's not like going. He needs somebody whom he can eat. Now, we need to be careful, because the devil wants people that he can eat and finish.
All the time, the devil is searching for us. Whenever, if we can just avail ourselves, the devil has no warning shot. When he shoots to kill. At all times, there are no warning shots with him. So we must always be vigilant at all times, requesting, praying to God that we always remain under God's protection, because indeed you are saying correctly, Muruti, that the devil is roaring like a lion, looking for those whom he may devour. He wants to devour us, especially batho ba lokileng, batho ba Modimo, bana ba Modimo. Ke bona ka ba nyakeng haholo. That is why you will see most of the people which are born again, believers, firm believers, and even ministers, be it the worshipara, be it the pastors, be it youth leaders, be it vocalists, and be it instrumentalists, body bassists, the drummer, and the pianist, Kamukabona. That is why they always get so much attack. And it's very, very important that we don't just stand on the gap for them, but we also teach them the power to stand against the enemy, and not to stand with the enemy, but to stand against the enemy. And not just, you know, to walk away from the enemy, not to walk with the enemy, to always open their eyes, watch and pray, so that they can see whether here ana ke letsogo la Modimo kapa ke letsogo la Satane na. They must test, ba kgona ho test a memoya at all times, whether that influence is coming from the Lord or is coming from the devil, you know. And when something itla ishaya kwa motho a shebe hore ana itliswa ke lengelo e kapa itliswa ke Satan. Because remember, Satan le yena sale a ba lengelo before. In other words, Leha, he's no longer an angel, he's the foreign angel, mm-hmm. but he still looks like the angel. So we need the power to discern whether is this coming from God through the angel of the Lord, or is this coming from the devil through a demon? Because there are things that look as though they are a blessing. Can't they are there to shut you down, to kill, to steal, and to destroy you. They come as a blessing. You know. So that vigilance is very necessary, because come on, so man, after the meeting occurred, as you read verse 6, mm-hmm. after the meeting occurred, up there more, there was a meeting. Nona limudimo mo, kunali mangeloi, lisa kaneliena, alitenga mo.
Yeah.
So now, the reason it is important to check our memoria at all times and to always watch and pray, it's because Satan, uthana limangeloi, mara Satan, asilingeloi.
I hear you.
I'm glad you hear me, man of God.
I just want to repeat
this before we go further to everybody that might be listening to this wonderful show, Time to Meditate, here at By the Grace Radio, that Satan looks like an angel, but he's not an angel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So meaning he is not. He looks like a lion, but he's not a lion.
Yes, that is why. Hey, you are touching something right there, because Bibili Ibule, you've read this verse, Yahori. He is roaring like a lion.
Mm.
He is roaring like a lion.
Mm.
If he's roaring like a lion, it means he is not a lion.
Yeah.
But behavior who tswanali tsau who tsosa batho.
Yeah.
Hore hantle yena ana matla a tsau. Yeah, he roars like a lion to scare the people away. You know, to scare once batho ba thuthumela ba tshaba. Then ukhona ho kena when there is fear, because Bibili bolela mantsana ya hore we are not given the spirit of fear. So kamantsomang fear on its own is a spirit. So Satan wa tiba hore if aga rora jwale ka a lion and people start to be scared, then the spirit of fear comes upon them. And when the spirit of fear comes upon them, it binds them, it keeps them kuri ababinali boldness to declare the name of Jesus Christ. They baba nali low self esteem and baba nali litswalo, you know, they become afraid. And kuri ho tsana le hanja ire ilelekisa motho, if motho o waye ma still a bontsa uri a thabi nja ewe ya jika mara ha ka ba le a bontsa uri wa thaba ibile nja ya mulelekisa le yona ithola matla. So we must be able to stand firm as much as the man of God Job, I am still and I am firm. Leha Satan asamukupile homodimo. Still, Jobo, I am. Ai ogare ka yema jwale ka Jobo, ha di ntsho di tshaya maphilong a rona. Re yeme jwale ka Jobo, holy tight, holy bima, manyalong, meeting ya batho in families, mmerekong re yeme re seke ra sisinyega. Re yeme jwale ka Jobo, ha bolwetse bo fitlha mahae, ha ho kabana ho fitlha mahae, re yeme re seke ra sisinyega. Re yeme boteng ba Modimo, re yeme lentsweng la Modimo, re seke sa ra sisinyega ke maemo, ra sisinywa ke maemo. Yeah.
Yeah, ne?
All right.
Because my emo asha hagan make. Yeah.
I hear you.
Eh, lijobo. Ili motho ya lukileng, ili motho ya rapelang, ili motho ya intercedang, maemo a ile a hlaha, a lahlehelwa ke tseo dintho a na di accumulatile for many years, aba a lahlehelwa ke seriti sa hae, a lahlehelwa ke wealth ya hae, a lahlehelwa ke batho ba mo sebeletsang, a lahlehelwa ke bana ba hae a ba ratang, a ba intercedelang. Imagine. Imagine receiving a call, Yahuri Honabiale, your entire family, your 7 boys and 3 girls are gone, and now you must start preparing for a funeral for Banaba how by 10 all at once. How uyemi uyemetin trio, kuchi batu kamuka ba usebelitang kampane nya hao, kamuka bona usetiali no sifela utauto ujueta urekan neti, dinjo adia tamaya pila, the entire company has blown and usavaivile na fela. How ushebilen trio, ba fisha ba ujueta ure no, kakwa fielding, kakwa, di kamela kamuka di shwile, di, your horses kamuka di shwile, and before you realize, li banka ya fisha I repossess and fear how whilst you still there baha BMW baha Mercedes ba fisha ba no di koloi tsa hao ntate re a dinga. Now you are left all by yourself and batho ba o shebile at the same time ono le motho ya rapelang, at the same time ono le motho ya nehelang, at the same time ono le motho ya ntsang tithe. So dintho di a hlaha, di hlahela batho ba dumelang le batho ba sa dumeleng. The only thing that batho ba dumelang ba na le yona gore ba kgona gore ba eme ka lebitso la Jesu. Yeah.
Okay, I utla muruta, I hear you very well.
Yes.
I hear you. Okay. Let's go to number 8.
Yes, sir.
It says, then the Lord said to Satan, have you noticed my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is a good, faithful man. He respects God and refuses to do evil. Now here, Muruti, listen to what God is saying. God is telling the devil, got the characters their job. Now, he is telling the devil about the characters of the job. Or have you noticed my servant Job? There is no one who is like him. The way he is good. He is good. He is faithful. He respects me. And he refused to do evil. 4 things that we spoke about in verse number 1. The characteristics. So now what we're saying is your character and your behavior. It will speak for you.
Yeah, we will hibua mantu ana here. A good name is better than silver and gold. When it talks about the good name, I buleli kataba ya hore wena hongo swili bitole fing mo ID nya hao. Hubua ka hore batu in a society, ba utiba ule motu ya bia. Are you that person in a society that appears jwaleka a person? Bari ai, yenwa, una le ma kaman, u manipulate batu. Wa rwakana ona mane ke motho wa ditshele, ona ke motho wa o sedumedisi batho, ona ke motho wa o nka basadi ba batho, ona ke motho wa o dira sena di sena, ke motho wa o pshahla malapa. You know, it's your name. If your name is like that, lia bua, and it does not speak well of you, it does not present you well mahodimo. Mara, if your name is good. If your name umotu wa utsana li Tabita, hutwi Tabita, unatusa basho lahadi, aba yete tata wabara, kaneti aba tusa kamulika mo. You know, the name ya hai ili ya mutusa because with the harsh of a fate, indeed, mosholo wa dirahala ahuta. Because libito lahai, her name spoke for her. But it was not just a name, it was her character that spoke for her.
I
you know, character ya bua le ha motho a that is why the last thing aba ihlokang mo CV-ing ya motho I di references so that they can ask gore batho ba o tseba o le motho ya byang gore it does not matter gore now it does not matter gore your qualifications di jwang how great and how lit they are, but the last thing baba sautsi ba ka character ya motho gore ana ona le character ya o luka ka ba ke motho wa bua maka wa ofisha lata mmerekong all the time ene atswe early all the time ke motho wa o dira mushumo wa hae na ka ba ke motho wa o khekheleza ano bulela ka phone hae ha batho ba sebetsa ke motho ya byane you know so we find a job in the society ile motho ya lukile. And I just want to repeat this verse in the NIV version, you know, Ubadile verse 8, that says, then the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. Mm. He is blameless and upright. Mm-hmm. Number 3, a man who fears God. Number 4, a man who shuns evil. Ntotena tse 4 di bohlokwa haholo tse fumanehang mona mo verse 8. Hore ntho ya mathomo e re itse bang ga Job. Kore number 1, he was blameless. Yeah. Number 2, he was upright.
Yeah.
As you said, hore ine le monna wa integrity. Number 3, una tshaba Modimo. You know, kana gwengwe re phila le batho ba go tshaba baruti empa ba sa tshabi Jehova. You know, motho ya wa o tshaba Jehova ke motho ya dirang tse loketseng Modimo ka obane yena o bona le lefifing le mo batho ba sa boneng teng. O bona le pilong le mo batho ba sa boneng gona. Now, it's very, very important that we develop also these four characters that Job had. Number 1, to be blameless. Number 2, to be righteous. Number 3, to fear God. And number 4, to shun evil. Amen.
I hear you, Murudi. So, okay. We left with 4 minutes to go.
Yeah.
So, I want to play this song by it saying the way okay it's saying take me to the place. Then we will hear this song. When we'll come back we will say bye bye to our listeners. Let's just play the song.
Place. That's where I wanna be. Take
Mruti, the song I was playing, it's saying, "Take me to the place," by Elijah.
Yes, sir.
On his album, the album say, "Elijah Oyelende, show us your glory. Take me to your places, Lord, and I'm ready to go with you." Now we are, it's two past nine.
Yes,
we are signing off to our show. As we were talking about characteristics or the character of job and wealth.
Yes.
Now, I want to give you this opportunity, Maruti, to say the last word as we will be signing off.
Thank you very much, man of God, and I appreciate an opportunity to be part of the show tonight on this very wonderful radio station by the Grace Radio, you know, and I appreciate every listener that has been listening on the show tonight, and I just want to say, indeed, we are the children of God. We love you so very much, and I want to say these words that let God help us to be like Job, to remain faithful, to remain blameless, to remain upright, to fear the Lord and to shun evil. You know, because in there there is eternal life. And we cannot be strong on our own. We need the intervention of Christ, you know, because in Him we are strong. He makes us to be strong. When our arms cannot carry on anymore, He gives us power to press on. When we are down, when we are discouraged, when things happen, when we lose what matters the most, He gives us the power to press on. As I'm speaking here, I know that some people are facing different things. Some are listening to me from hospital. Some are listening to me from prison, and it seems as though there is no hope. And some are listening to me. They are prepared to go and meet divorce lawyers. And some have members in the family that they're not talking to. Things are very well. Some, there's tension in families and things like that. And we just want to say, may God restore you as He restored what belonged to Job, even though Job lost what matters to him, but it was restored. May it be so even to you if you are listening to us. May everything that has been stolen away be restored in the name of Jesus. And I also want to say to those which will be putting some of the loved ones to rest tomorrow, since it's a Sunday, most of the people some have received bad news and bad reports. I just want to say, let us keep on trusting Him. He is the comforter of our souls. For those which are celebrating tomorrow, those which are having graduation parties, and some tomorrow they are having their weddings, we are saying congratulations. May God give you favor. May God give you His grace. And at all times, may you remain constant in that marriage, just as Job remained constant in his faith. With these words, we just want to say we love you so very much. Be encouraged and remember that God is good.
Yeah, so we are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. You are... It is awesome. It's been awesome. And we are about to sign off. As Muruti has already said that tomorrow some people, they will be burying their loved ones. And we say to them, we are with them into this. Those who are best day in tomorrow, we say to them, they must enjoy the day. Now, it's been awesome. We learned a lot of things about the character and the wealth. That let the wealth not change your character. So having whatever that you have, it must not change your character. So we don't want to you find that a person, because he's having whatever he have, he doesn't wanna, he's no longer want to speak to us because we are not into his level. So,
hey, Moruti, yeah, you are touching something right there, because there are people listening to us, which have been trying for so long, and it feels as though they just can't hold on any longer. They just want to curse God and die.
Yeah,
you know, but nevertheless, we learn that Job never cursed God and died. You know, some people are discouraged by their partners, some are discouraged by their husbands, and some are discouraged by their wives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but nevertheless, we are saying, may you never turn your back against God. May you always run to God and not run away from God. Here's the Bible, what it says. It says, when you read Joshua 1:7, it says, be strong and be very courageous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Hona Libatu, which have been trying for so long, and they've been holding on for so long, and some people have been applying for so long, and it seems as though things are just not happening. But the word says, be strong and be very courageous, and be patient, wait upon the Lord. Just as Job waited upon the Lord, he never lost hope and he never lost trust in God. He never lost his faith. Never lose your faith. Just be strong and be very courageous. Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yes. I want to thank each and everyone. I want to thank the production manager.
Yes, sir.
I want to thank everyone who made, who prepared this show tonight. I want to thank you, Moruti, for joining me tonight. And I believe that tomorrow, we will meet tomorrow at 6 o'clock in the morning on our Joy Comes in the Morning. God will help us. So it's been awesome. We thank God. And I thank you, Moruti. Let's just say bye-bye with the song of saying, testify. And then we will sign off by Elijah, testify. Then to our listener, we will see them tomorrow.
Amen.
When I think of your goodness and all you've done for me, I want to testify. You have done so much for me. When I think of where you brought me from and where I am today, I want to testify. You have done so much for me. You are so faithful. You are so gracious. You are Emmanuel. 99.